Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Welcome back to The Takeaway. I'm Tanzina Vega. Here's another shakeup in the Trump administration. UN Ambassador Nikki Haley has resigned. She'll be staying at the post through the end of the year. The former Tea Party candidate has long been considered one of the more stable figures in the administration, representing some of the more traditional U.S. interests on the world stage, as President Trump pushed his hard-lined America First agenda. Here's the former ambassador speaking earlier today from the White House.
Look at the 2 years. Look at what has happened in 2 years with the United States on foreign policy. Now the United States is respected. Countries may not like what we do, but they respect what we do. They know that if we say we're going to do something, we follow it through, and the president proved that.
Ambassador Michael McFaul served as U.S. ambassador to Russia from January 2012 to February 2014.
I'm surprised by it. I didn't expect it. Usually ambassadors to the United Nations serve 4 years terms, and that they decided to do this announcement before the midterms, even though she said she's going to serve to the end of the year. I think the timing is very strange. And I listened to her announcement, sitting chatting with the president very jovially, but I think there must be much bigger causes at play here. And I look forward to learning more about what happened.
What would you say were some moments that stood out for her and maybe some places where she had some challenges?
Well, to me, Ambassador Haley, whether it's moderate or not, that will depend on your perspective. But I saw her as a pretty conventional thinker and voice for American national security interests. She valued alliances. She wanted to push back on Iran and North Korea. She talked democracy and human rights on Russia. She was a strong voice pushing back on Russia. And in a different administration, that would seem very normal and nothing particular about that. In the Trump administration, it seemed extraordinary because the president had so many different views on those things, particularly with respect to working with our allies, and particularly with respect to Russia, and particularly with respect to democracy and human rights, where they were oftentimes at odds on those sets of issues. So I see her as representing a lot of continuity in American foreign policy, but serving a president that does not.
You've mentioned that Ambassador Haley had been outspoken on human rights compared to others in the administration, but she's also defended President Trump multiple times, perhaps most notably when he was laughed at during his UN speech. I'm wondering if you know anything about their relationship, the relationship between Ambassador Haley and President Trump.
Well, of course she did, and that's what any ambassador serving the president should do. But let's be clear, she's resigning. Maybe that says something about how she really felt about the president and the policy. And, you know, in the press conference, it was very strange, I thought, all the praiseworthy language back and forth. I think over time, we'll probably learn that there was much more, oftentimes there were disagreements, both about the substance and about the style of conducting American foreign policy. And if there wasn't, why is she resigning now? It makes absolutely no sense to me otherwise.
Well, those cordial words are actually interesting given a 2016 tweet from the president where he says the people of South Carolina are embarrassed by Nikki Haley.
Well, that's right. I'm an expert on foreign policy, not American electoral politics, but I just find the timing to be extremely bizarre, number one. And number two, I just think it means a shift away from what I think is more kind of sensible middle of the road foreign policy, where we've had consensus about working with our allies and talking about our values. And Ambassador Haley, I think, reflected that consensus in at a time when the president doesn't. And I worry we're going to veer even further away from what I think are important things to stand up for.
Ambassador Michael McFaul served as U.S. ambassador to Russia from January 2012 to February 2014. Ambassador, thank you for being with us.
Sure. Thanks for having me.